Good evening, this is Jan reporting from Potentio this evening about our service, personal service we're receiving from Sky for our broadband, TV and telephone service. You may or may not recall that a little while ago I recorded an audio boo on some issues that had yet to be resolved by Sky. Since then I've spoken to them a couple of times and thankfully I have got several of the issues resolved from by people, members of Sky staff team, that I must say were very attentive on the call. There is still one particular outstanding issue, which I think is really important, particularly as I've mentioned on several occasions now, the issue with a particular company that we allegedly contacted that has been fraudulent within the telecommunications world in the past. I won't mention any names here. And it appears that we contacted them. And they amount to four or five calls, totaling not a huge amount of money, but certainly when you make a call and it's like for 1 second long, between 1 second and 9 seconds long, and that amounts to £1.50 per call, then, you know, I've got some questions that, quite rightly so, wanting to be answered. And I still feel that those answers aren't coming my way. The last call that I had was a very good service. And I spoke with, insisted that he would call back to give me the outcome of his investigation, and he didn't, which I must say is a pattern that I'm noticing with Sky. They're very good on the call, but when it comes to calling back with the outcomes of investigations or of complaints or feedback or comments that have been made, it's just not happening. So that would I say is my main concern at the moment. My plan of action is to recontact Sky, and I will update you in due course. So this is Jan reporting for Potentio. Until next time, good night.